here's the kick. High, spinning. Holden sees it goes to his right. It's going to die. Oh, he picks it up. He bumbles it. He fumbles it. It's a mess. It's recovered by Seattle at the 5. Trayshawn Holden never, ever do that.
Can't see masterpiece.
What a call.
It's good advice right here on 105.3 The Fan. And unfortunately, that right there is one of the reasons why Trayshawn Holden is no longer with the Cowboys. It might have been this morning or last night. He put out a message on social media thanking the Cowboys and all the fans and saying that he knows this is not the end for him. So we will see how that goes. That kicks off our Dallas Cowboys news and questions of the day, just a few hours from the Saints joint practice. Now, this is going to be another big day, kind of moving back with the focus on the Cowboys starters again, though obviously the twos and threes should get plenty of run in the joint practice as well. But if the preseason game was for the backups, I think today, hopefully you'll see some more from the starters. Yes?
Hopefully, yeah, for sure. It did feel like we kind of, that was like, all right, that's the end of the run for everybody after the LA one.
Right.
But yeah, you should take advantage of a joint practice no matter when you have them. So as many as you can, if you can control the what's going on, let everybody know what's happening, you get after it. Yeah.
Now,
sorry.
You're okay. Shoddy said that he was going to maybe shake some things up rotationally after the first preseason game. And a couple of things to look at. He definitely did. All right, let's go with the second team offensive line first, which I know might sound a little weird, but I think it will give you some insight into perhaps where some of these things are going. So Nick Leverett was the center for the second team. And then on the left side, tackle Drew Shelton, guard Trevor Keegan. On the right side, TJ Bassett, guard, and Nate Thomas at right tackle. So that was kind of what your second team offensive line looks like. You got to think that perhaps either A, those people are in the lead for the backup spots, or B, they're trying to get some more runs there with the twos to get a better feel of what they've got.
Some dudes slid around, right? And like that's the...
A lot.
So I wonder what the conversation from either Shoddy or their position coach is. Hey, we just want to kind of see you at some other spots, or hey, we didn't see anything we liked. Y'all better show that you can. This might be your last shot. You know, if you got to figure something out here,
right?
Or is it? You know, we've been kind of thinking that you might be better at this, so we're going to give you a shot. I have no clue what that conversation is, but that kind of movement. It could also be we need guys that can play multiple positions, and we want to see that you're capable of that. But they didn't look good enough. I mean, that's a very clear thing. So they got to figure something different out.
Now, among the other changes, Joe Milton got the first look at QB2.
Wouldn't you expect that?
Probably.
Like Sam Howell got the start in the first preseason game.
So we'll switch it up and line him up to be the starter.
Yeah, so you can be behind a better offensive line, throw into better receivers, you know, kind of idea.
Yeah. Malik Davis was the first running back to rotate in after Javonte Williams. Now, this one's a little tricky because on the one hand, you would want to be like, oh, does that mean they're giving him more look as the backup running back? But Blue did not participate in the team period because of a shoulder issue. Maffa had a rib issue, and Abaniconda had a rib issue, and so all of them were limited. So on the one hand, good job for Malik Davis, take advantage of those reps, but on the other hand, it wasn't necessarily just because of good feelings from the week before in the preseason game and everything like that. Devin Moore,
I want to stop on Malik Davis real quick. I think this is a time where, and I wish I had a better example, it's a time where they understand what they have in Malik Davis. And they know, we can put him as a starter, we can put him as the fifth. It doesn't matter, he's going to give us the same production and effort every time. But we think we have a higher ceiling with Blue. We think we have a higher ceiling of things we can do with Maffa. So we're going to give them the opportunities in the preseason to show us.
Yeah.
But if they don't show us, we have Malik Davis.
Okay.
Where we know no matter what, if we promote him up to two, he's going to be the same dude he was at five. Whereas if you put Jaden Blue down there, you might never get to see that thing. You know, so it's just a being a professional kind of thing, and I think that's what Malik Davis has done well so far.
Now, this feels more like a direct result of the preseason game. Devin Moore took some first-team reps in place of Kalen Carson. We talked about it. It was a really rough first drive, not only for him, but the entire defense. Amir Speed saw some second-team reps, and then in the red zone period, Tyrus Wheat saw some first-team reps. And so I appreciate just getting a look, because that feels like one of the key things that you got to see in training camp. All right, hey, I know how you look against them. What about now?
I think there's high hopes for Devin Moore.
For sure.
And so, like, this, he didn't look bad. He hasn't looked bad.
Right.
And injuries have really, that was his problem in college. So as long as he can stay healthy, I think the dude's going to be a good player. So, but you're right. Kalen Carson was not good enough, and so that may have moved the rookie up a little faster than it was expected to.
Or at least get a shot.
Yeah, absolutely. Show you can.
All right, do you want more information or potentially a negative thing to keep track of? I think the negative thing is relevant.
Negative, then.
All right.
Oh, no.
So we all feel like last week was a good week for the Cowboys. Even Broadus was talking about it in the crosstalk. We feel like it was a good week for the Cowboys with the successful joint practice against the Rams, successful preseason game.
But it doesn't matter if you don't build on it, in my opinion.
Agree.
So, yeah.
100% I agree on that. But there's another thing you need to look back at in that preseason game. The Cowboys had 13 penalties for 103 penalty yards, and they struggled yet again on special teams. All right, let's go back to last year, and arguably at times the year before that, etc. We all know the defense was trash, right? Mm-hmm. The Cowboys have said that. The Cowboys defensive players have said that, both new and old. The defense was trash last year. But I don't want people to lose sight of the fact that you had massive penalty and special teams issues as well. So fix the defense, great. That is what the primary focus should be. But I hope we're not, like, giving away any credence to how much our special teams and penalties were issues, because it was just a preseason game, and I know it was backups, but there it is yet again, right in your face.
Special teams, Kevin, is going to have a huge question mark on for me all season long.
Right.
That's something.
That's why Holden got cut.
Yeah. Like, this is going to be something for me the entire season, because I have a lot of questions about the coaching there and how the quality of it. We'll see. Hopefully he's good enough, and hopefully he gets the assistance. Bobby brought something up the other day. There was a certain accountability held on Eberflus, and that accountability did not seem to go by way of the special teams. This year, you should be looking at it the same way.
Right.
When it comes to some of the penalties, some defensive line penalties, I don't know how they'll fix them, but did you see what they did yesterday with the corners? As they were...
No.
Yeah, so as they were holding, grabbing those things, yesterday the cornerbacks had to play with some mitts on, so that they couldn't do some of those things.
Right.
I do remember, this was in baseball, we would use wooden gloves sometimes for soft hands. Yeah. Instead of, like, you would have to really watch the ball all the way to the wooden glove. It didn't allow you to wrap anything around it, and you had to use your other hand to make sure you secured it and brought it in. This same kind of mindset, same kind of idea. You can't use your fingers to grab onto somebody. Then how are you going to use your hands to combat them,
right,
without interfering? And so this was a planned idea that, hey, look, now that we have this, now that I have the proof that you guys can't do this right, we have to do this, we have to train ourselves. And now they're going to use those methods. So this is a smart thing. Instead of, somebody just said it a minute ago, I'm glad we have a coaching staff that's proactive. And I'd like them to be proactive instead of reactive also. But I think this was always in the plans of, we want them to be physical, but once that physicality goes too far in the wrong technique, we have problems. And they showed that this weekend.
What is your excitement level for the joint practice today? Because I feel like we were even, like, previewing and getting hyped up for the joint practice with the Rams. It does not feel like that same level of excitement is in place for the Saints.
Because we are afraid to get torched by Kellen Moore and Tyler Shuck. So, you understand, like, this is a... And plus, we need to cover Alvin Kamara a lot today. Right. As I told that Tolo yesterday.
Yes. Or do you think it's just a product of, well, we did just have an actual game, so we've had more to talk about. Whereas leading up to the joint practice with the Rams, you're like, more training camp. Yay! Somebody else is here.
Well, didn't we kind of get the wind taken out of our sails whenever the Rams said, no, you can't shoot any of this stuff?
Yo, this one's an Oxnard, baby.
So I think we should actually have a little more excitement about this.
Okay.
Because we're going to see plenty today.
Okay.
I hope. We need to text Nick Harris and ask.
Yes. You know what? Or do you think we should just wait till Mickey comes on and ask him how many videos
you posting,
he's going to take? I'll set the over-under at zero.
I am seeing Kevin. Tommy Yar says that Von Miller will meet the media today at 1:45 Central.
That is correct. They sent us a release. And so I will let you decide if you want to skip G-Bag's crosstalk. That feels like it would be rude to them.
You think they would care?
No, because they'll be at the ballpark.
So you think they'd be like, I can walk around a little more.
Well, plus they got to get amped up and get ready.
Don't let me decide.
Pitch
we
draw.
Should probably talk to the boss about it because he's got a real big hat drawing to do today.
No, but see, I like the idea of going to the boss only after you've opined about potential issues in the show.
Right now. Oh,
no!
He looks very bad.
Oh, man. Do you think that's what they were? They were really training Alex replacement?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I could see that.
Alex in there laughing. He's like, you can't fire me.
Yeah.
Good luck.
All right. So, yeah, we'll hear from Von Miller today. The joint practice with the Saints will get going at 4 o'clock Central. And so I'm sure you'll get all kinds of insightful reports from the G-Bag Nation as that is going down.